The process for pendings is very much like the process for actives. Again, we are not even going to sold properties yet. Don't even bother printing them. Keep your eye on the actives and now the under contracts. What type of under contract should you look for? Keep in mind, the under contract is kind of like Match.com. They met their match. They're done looking. The buyer is now in the inspection phase. And if you had been on the market, seller, that might have been your buyer. So let's see what the buyers chose to put under contract. We're going to look at, are they superior or are they inferior? So you, again, as an agent, you want 2 to 4, maybe 5 properties under contract in the subdivision and or within a mile or so away in the same price point as the seller, because these are your future comps. But they're under contract right now. You say, but how do I know what they sold for? Well, if a house sold in 2 days and they're asking $600,000, what do you think they sold for? If a house is at $600,000 and sold in 97 days, would you say, as a realtor experienced in doing this, would you say that the list price to sale price ratio might have been higher if it was 97 days on the market than 2 days? Meaning, would the 600 have sold maybe for 575 at 97 days, but at 2 days, they might have got full price? Look, and you say, well, how would I know this? Look at the solds. When you look at the sold properties, you're going to see those with high days in the market had a greater spread. Those with really short days in the market had less of a spread. So, in any case, you can say to a seller, they're asking, $600,000 is what they're asking down the street. They sold in 2 days. What do you guys think they got for the house? Remember, therapy is when the therapist asks the patient questions and waits to see what they're going to say. So you're doing sales therapy. It's very important you ask the seller during the presentation that I've got a question for you. They're asking $600,000 or $160,000, whatever. What do you think they sold for? Because what we're going to do, these are going to be your future comps. Kind of like the actives. You're going to ask the seller, why do you think it didn't sell? It's at day 42. 92. They're with a good company, XYZ. Why do you think it didn't sell? They're going to say price. With the under contracts, a very important question is, what do you think it's sold for? And we want them to play along, because this cannot be a presentation where you're sitting there doing all the talking. This is therapy. We want them to tell us what they're thinking. Then we need them to reveal when they're overpriced. So when you say to them, here's this one by XYZ, it sold in 97 days, not really sure why it took that long. It's a polite way to say something about your competitor nicely. Hey, 97 days, they finally got it done. But they're asking $600,000. What do you think it sold for? My second question is, it has 300 square feet smaller than us. Its lot size looks like it's a little bit bigger than us. It's got a brand new kitchen. And we have the original, we're 12 years old with the original kitchen. They have a brand new kitchen. You know, does this one look, if you were a buyer, superior or inferior or equal to you? And they're in the therapy session. Both of them say, you know, it probably looks better than us. What did they just tell you? They know they're south of 600,000. Now, the other realtor you're competing with is in their marketing presentation talking about how the company's been around for 900 years. They have 4,000 agents in the company. They're global, blah, blah, blah. You're in a therapy session getting it priced right, talking about what the seller wants to talk about. It's also not a boring presentation because they're involved in it. You're asking questions. Every time you present a property to them, you're asking a question. And that is, with the actives, does this one look superior or inferior? You're also asking, why do you think it's taking so long for that property to sell? Very therapeutic for, if it's a married couple, if you will, to hear what the other person's opinion is, because up to that point, they thought their opinion was unified, and it's not. You get to the under contracts, and you ask, what do you think this one sold for? And then you're going to circle the square footage, the remarkable remarks, the things that they have that we don't. and their record has that the subject probably doesn't have. And what you're going to ask is, again, Bob and Sally, is this one superior or inferior? The reason I'm asking is, it's your future comp. And they go, you know what, that looks superior to us. What they just did is they gave you a ceiling. The goal here, and this is very important, is that you have properties in a spread enough that you could show the seller, let's say they want to be listed around 600,000 because you put the Zillow in front of them and you said, you know, Zillow says you're 602, and you know, what'd you think of what Zillow said? And they can't help themselves and say, well, they're low. And we know they're low, you know, Zillow. So we know they're thinking north of 600. Anyways, that's a different presentation, the Zillow page. So the under contracts, we want to do, again, we're going to have our 2, 4, or 5 properties. We're going to circle things and highlight things that are different, bigger or better on that property. We're going to ask the seller, is the property, what would it have sold for? What do you think? Because it's your future comp. And we're going to ask, does this look superior or inferior? And the seller, you're going to see, they keep revealing their opinion. And what you want to do, and this is the part I was saying is very important, and that is you want to be able to have properties that you know are above their range and below their range. So if you're thinking they're about, or they're telling you, they're about 600,000 on your very first phone call when you went to, before you went to the property, they said they're around 600. What you want to do is you want to be pulling stuff in that 550 range and that maybe 6.25 range. Something above them, something below them. Actives, under contracts, everything. Because if you put something at 550 and you know it's inferior, and you could actually introduce it saying, well, this one that sold recently at 558, well, clearly that's inferior. And you could say, well, look, it's smaller, it has no finished basement, whatever the case. And they're going to appreciate that you said that. They don't appreciate when you say it's superior, but if they say it, they know it's true. That it's so important about therapy is the patient needs to say it. If the therapist says, hey, Bob, you know what? You got some pretty bad behavior the way you treat your wife. Bob's going to shut down and feel like you two are working against me and you guys are not listening to me. And so when the listing agent and during an interview says that, Bob, this house is clearly superior to you, Bob's got to say that through your question. But it's okay if you say, you know, Bob and Sally, this one's inferior to you. It's, if you practice this enough, you will eliminate your competitor. You'll eliminate the seller's need to actually interview other people because they're going to be just really impressed with the fact that how you conducted the interview. And the beauty of it is they didn't ask you any questions. Like, how many have you actually sold in my subdivision in this price range? And this may be your first time ever or in 5 years in that subdivision. You don't want to be asked, how close is your office? What's your average sale price? How many houses have you sold in this price range in our subdivision or just this year at all? And you're going to be eliminated based on your answer in most cases. Unless you're a mega, mega producer and that's your geographic farm, the odds are when they ask you a question, they're eliminating you. And you don't want to answer pretty much any question. You want to be the one who asks the questions. When sitting in a witness chair in a courtroom, is the guy sitting in the witness chair allowed to ask questions? Or is the attorney the one, all right, in therapy, who's asking the questions? During a television interview, the news anchorman, what have you, is the one asking the questions. Put yourself in the driver's seat by being the one to ask questions. Most realtors I've asked, you know, tell me about how many questions you ask during your interview. And they actually kind of look up in the sky like, let me think. I can't think even what I ask. So you will lead the conversation, eliminate your competitor, and get a properly priced listing. If you've practiced and put these, again, the under contracts in front of a mock presentation, just practice with another realtor. If you're a realtor, get your favorite loan officer. They would love to do a sit-down. They have a vested interest in your life, loan officers. I would encourage you, get with an LO, say, I've got a presentation on Saturday at 4 o'clock. Let me do a quick role play. They're going to take that meeting. Now, if you skip that, you say, I'm good. I don't need to practice. Well, good luck. Do you win everything you go after? Are you getting tons of referrals from your client base because you're amazing during the interview in the therapy session? Or are you going in there and saying that our company name is blah, blah, blah. We've been around for 1 million years. We have 1,000 agents, and that's why you should hire us. Those are all features. There's no benefits to a single one of those things. And realtors have been presenting features for so long, they can't even hear the difference. But the consumer can. Your knowledge in the pricing area is a benefit. Your company size is a feature. They can distinguish between the two like you can during anybody doing a presentation to you, how you react to what people are presenting, why you pass on a product. So the under contracts, let's wrap this up. And much like the actives, and you just have a set of questions to ask them. It's pretty simple. What did it sell for? What do you guys think it sold for? They're asking $600,000. Just kind of pluck from air, guys. What do you think it is? And then is it superior or inferior based on the differences in the properties? And so we've done actives. We've done under contracts. Let's move on.